Today, along with Confirmation, Communion, VBS, it's also Pentecost Sunday, in which we celebrate the giving of the Holy Spirit and the birth of the church. The scripture today comes to us from the book of Ezekiel. It's back in the First Testament. We're going to read from Ezekiel chapter 37. I'm going to begin with verse 1 and read through verse 14. As always, if you have your Bibles, you're welcome to follow along with me. If you don't, you're welcome to listen. As we read from Ezekiel chapter 37, the hand of the Lord came upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me all around them. There were very many lying in the valley, and they were very dry. The Lord said to me, "Mortal, can these bones live?" I answered, "O Lord God, only you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. I will lay sinews on you and I will cause flesh to come on you and cover you with skin and put breath in you and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I had been commanded, and as I prophesied, suddenly there was a noise, a rattling in the bones as they came together bone to bone. I looked, and there were sinews on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, mortal, and say to the breath, Thus says to the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live.' I prophesied as he had commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived. And they stood on their feet, a vast multitude. Then the Lord said to me, 'Mortal, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They say our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are cut off completely. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, I am going to open your graves and pick you up from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you back to the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from your graves, O my people. I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you on your own soil. Then you know that I, the Lord, have spoken and will act, says the Lord." May the Lord add a blessing to both the hearing and the reading of His holy word, and let us pray. Gracious God, we are so thankful for the opportunity to celebrate all the great things that we have come together in this worship service to do. But especially, Lord, we are thankful for the way that your Holy Spirit has worked through our gathering thus far. And we pray, Lord, that your Spirit would continue to move among us. Lord, I pray that in the next few minutes that I might decrease in this place in order that Jesus Christ might increase. And I pray, Lord, that my words would be your words. And God, as always, we humbly ask that you would open our ears, open our minds, but most of all, God, open our hearts so that the words that you have for us today might penetrate deep into our being. They might be more for us than just information, but we pray, Lord, that we might find your word transforming. And all this we ask in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, saying amen. Years ago, when I was a clerk working for Kroger, we had to punch a time clock to punch in and out. And one day when I went to punch into work, I realized that somebody had put a sign up on the time clock. And the sign said this: "If you don't believe that the dead come back to life, get right here at quitting time. Come right here when it's time to quit." There's more truth in that than I would like to remember and think about. But it's interesting to me as we hear these prophetic words from the book of Ezekiel about the valley of dry bones. You see, Israel was having a tough time. They had been taken into exile. Babylon ruled the day. Solomon's temple that had once stood in grandeur and majesty as the symbol of God, the symbol of the religion of the Israelites, was dust. And there was very, very little hope, if any, left in the land. In the midst of this comes the prophet Ezekiel, and the Lord gathers him up, takes him to a valley of dry bones, and he says, "Mortal, can these bones live?" You know, Ezekiel was smart. And you know how I know Ezekiel was smart? Because when the Lord asked him that question, he didn't say yes. He didn't say no. He said, "Only you know, Lord." Only you know. God has Ezekiel prophesy to the bones, and they come back together. Sinews come on them, flesh come on them. They sit there. But there's one thing that they lack. And the thing that they lack is breath. Breath. The Hebrew word for breath is ruach. Breath. The same word for breath also means wind. And it also means spirit. Spirit. And you know, when I think about what Ezekiel must have seen, this valley, this army of reconstituted corpses, maybe in our day they would look like zombies. What they didn't have was the spirit. They didn't have the spirit. They didn't have the breath. They didn't have life. Until Ezekiel prophesies to them and asks that the breath, the spirit, comes within them and to them. You know, sometimes when I look around at my own life and I think about the journeys that we all have, the discipleship journeys, and I think about the church, I think about Rehoboth, the Tennessee Conference of the United Methodist Church, which is going to meet today, an annual conference, and, you know, the Church Universal. All God's people that have baptized and come together in His name. It seems sometimes that we are a people without hope. That we are a people without hope. That we have become dry. That we have become like bones. That there is something missing. And there's nothing worse, I think, than journeying through your life and thinking something is missing. Something is missing here. Something is missing. And sometimes, just like some of my colleagues, and perhaps I did the same thing when I used to work at the store, who really didn't come to life until work was over, I wonder sometimes if we don't come in, gather together as a community of faith, we're real still, real quiet. As soon as the service is over, ha, we come back to life. And I'm not sure that's what God intends for us. Because you see, one of the reasons that we celebrate Pentecost and that Pentecost is so special, because it was the day that the church was given the ruach, the spirit, the breath that made the church come alive. You remember, after Jesus was resurrected, He said, "I'm going to leave." And He did. He ascended into heaven. And the disciples were together in a room praying. And the Spirit just fell upon the room. And it looked like tongues of fire. A great and mighty wind rushed the room. The people that witnessed this thought they had too much wine. Until Peter got up and said, "It's too early in the morning to get drunk. We don't do that this early in the morning." And the church was born. The church was born. And as we celebrate as we think about Pentecost, as we think about the gift of the Holy Spirit, you know, there is no need for us ever to be in a dry, dead worship service. Amen? Not if we have the Spirit. There is no need for us to walk this life, to walk our days as dry, boned, barely put together people, because we have the Spirit. And there is no need for us to fret over the church if the church will listen and respond to the presence of the Holy Spirit. You see, without the Holy Spirit, it's true, we're all just like kind of walking corpses, aren't we? And the church is no different perhaps than the YMCA, a social service agency, a counseling center. You see, what makes us different is the Holy Spirit. And it's so great when we get reminded of those things. One of our confirmands, I won't say who, thank you, Megan Abbott. I'm sorry. We were talking about our membership vows and what they meant. What it means is to support the church with your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness. And we got to witness. And we were talking about, we said, what is witness? And Megan says, it's when you've seen something. It's when you've seen it. That's when you're a witness. Well, we followed up with the question, well, what does that mean? And what do you do then? Well, once you've seen it, she said, then you go share it. Once you've seen it, then you go share it. But you see, we can't do that without the Holy Spirit's presence, because the Holy Spirit is our energy. The Holy Spirit is the fuel that lets us, allows us, pushes us to go out and to be witnesses for Christ and to do the things that we do as individuals and as a church. So maybe today you came in here and you said, man, I'm feeling kind of dry. I'm feeling kind of dead. I'm not sure that, you know, it's really working for me. Well, if that's the case for you, brothers and sisters, then I got good news for you, because the power of the Holy Spirit is available for you. It's available for you, okay? And it can bring your dry bones back to life. That ruach, that Spirit of God, can bring you back to life. It can give you what you need to go. The only thing that we really have to decide is, are we going to allow God to revive us again or not? Are we going to celebrate Pentecost together and go, oh, this is great, we have the Holy Spirit, God can come into the dry bones, God can renew us. What are we having for lunch? It's not too far off, is it? It's not too far off. But the good news that Isaiah wrote about was that the people of Israel, who had lost all their hope, they said, our bones are dried up, our hope is lost, we are cut off completely. God says, I will open your graves, bring you up from your graves, O my people. And listen to this, I will put my Spirit within you, and you shall live. Without the Spirit of God, you are the walking dead. Jesus said it this way, John chapter 6, verse 63, it is the Spirit that gives life, the flesh is useless. The flesh is useless. It's the Spirit that gives life, the flesh is useless. So, brothers and sisters, are we waiting for something to come along? Are we waiting for 5 o'clock? Are we waiting to clock out so that we can come back to life? Or will we believe that the Holy Spirit, the gift that was given to the disciples, the gift that was prophesied by Ezekiel, will we believe that the Holy Spirit is there and ready and waiting for us to be witnesses and to be people who are really alive? Remember again what Jesus said. Flesh is useless. The Spirit gives life. May we rise up just like the bones in that valley. And may we feel the Ruach, the Spirit of God, moving and flowing among us on this day of Pentecost. And may we cease to feel hopeless or dry or dead. Because we, brothers and sisters, have been given the Spirit of the living God. Amen.